This is JIS News. Coming up, JUTC extends application deadline for sub-franchise licenses. Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce to host Logistics Hub Symposium in Montego Bay. And Kellett Skills Training Center gets facelift. The news in detail after this message.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Now the news. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, has extended the deadline for applications for sub-franchise licenses in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, KMTR, by 1 week. The date has moved from Friday, January 31 to February 7. The decision was taken at a meeting involving Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies, as well as officials of the ministry, the JUTC, Transport Authority and bus operators. The extension is to allow operators more time to prepare and submit their applications. A bus driver record and an insurance accident report must be included in each application. An engineer's report is also required to substantiate the condition of buses more than 10 years old. The JUTC is seeking 425 buses to provide the 5,000 seats being sub-franchised. Over 330 expressions of interest have so far been received from bus operators since the application period opened on January 13. The JUTC is reducing the sub-franchise licenses from 572 to 425 to accommodate the introduction of new units ordered under a 100 million euro loan agreement in 2010. 73 of these buses are expected by May this year. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce will partner with the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce to host a major international logistics hub symposium later this year in Montego Bay, St. James. The event follows the highly successful staging of a two-day logistics hub symposium for local investors in Kingston, January 21 to 22.
The World Bank has agreed to fully endorse this Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium for international investors. This symposium will bring together members of the Jamaican private sector and global investors seeking linkages with Jamaican companies. This is one of the major developments coming out of last week's symposium for local investors that we are particularly proud of.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton speaking Wednesday at a post-logistics hub symposium press briefing at Jamaica House. The Kellett Skills Training Center in Clarendon is benefiting from extensive refurbishing work under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP. The center was recently closed due to disrepair. The project, being undertaken at a cost of $7.9 million, is slated for completion by the end of February. Managing Director of Contracting Company Sphinx Amalgamated Enterprise Limited, Paul Smith, says the aim is to bring the center to a state where it can once again become fully functional.
The ambiance will be much better. It should be in a more comfortable environment. Overall, the community should get a facelift.
The works got underway last December and include re-roofing, painting, tiling, electrical and general repairs to the building. The center was opened in 1990 as a HeartTrust NTA training facility and has won several accolades from the National Training Agency. And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley has emphasized the government's commitment to providing the necessary infrastructure to help more local athletes transition onto the international stage. The minister says special emphasis will be placed on helping young athletes through initiatives such as the ongoing high school sports infrastructure program.
And for me, that's where it starts, because a part of what we have to do is to give our youngsters the right equipment with which to work. They have the natural talent, but we must support them in providing for them the right equipment and the right tools.
Minister Nita Headley was speaking at a recent press conference to announce the signing of Harborview Football Club player Kemar Lawrence as a Pepsi brand ambassador and the face of the company's latest media campaign. The minister thanked Pepsi for their continued support and urged other private sector companies to increase their contribution to sports development. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.